And now, here's Deirdre Nillen, editor of Upstate's award-winning literary and visual journal, The Healing Muse, with a selection about the healing value of laughter.
Thanks, Linda. Humor can be wonderfully healing. We've all heard of or known people who stock up on comedies while recuperating. Laughter can relieve our anxiety and help us cope. Poet Cherise Pollard teaches at Westchester University in Pennsylvania. She sent us a poem that recounts a conversation between the speaker and her ophthalmologist, and their exchange shows how therapeutic a good relationship between a physician and a patient can be. Here is the very funny poem, The Kidney, which she dedicates to her physician, Dr. Jamie Costello. Autoimmune diseases are like Italians, my doc says. You let one in, and before you know it, the whole damn family has piled in your house. I laugh a little, relieved that she doesn't ask me, do you ever wonder why me? Happy that she actually reviews my family history before my eye exam, asks about my brother's lupus, mom's illness, my Graves' disease, and Behçet's. She looks over her eyeglass rims. So many serious illnesses. Did you guys live near a Superfund site? Seriously? The lights are out, and I am reading the smallest row as best I can. I tell her it's probably a little of both. Maybe I hit the genetic jackpot, or maybe I was exposed to something uncool at some point. Jersey and Long Island are toxic wastelands, we all know that. But who knows when or where? But it's more about lost family history than anything else. Old folks live with arthritis so long, bad hips and knees, gnarled hands and feet, they forget their original diagnoses. They make you crazy, family, that's for sure, she says as she wheels in to look at my corneas. But you have to remember the kidney. I put up with all that craziness just in case I might need one someday.